child? What is the attitude of the child? And then, please do not give the credit for the way the child's mood is to the moon or something outside of its control. And even if you're dealing with animals, animals are very responsive to the moods of the household, you see. And so as you begin to really accept that everything that you see that is being lived outwardly in terms of manifestation in the lives of the humans you know, or even of the domesticated animals that you know, if you will look for vibrational causes, we promise you it will give you much more substantive answers that you have, that you can then do something about, than if you try to justify it or rationalize it by something as uncontrollable as the cycle of the moon. Even beasts can come into alignment. And in fact, they're more likely to come into alignment. A beast is usually not out of alignment unless it has been introduced as humans to something that holds it consistently out of alignment, such as an attitude of intense worry in a household, or even some sort of abuse or something like that going on. And as you start looking for those parallels, we think that you will discover some revolutionary ideas relative to the treatment of animals. Most of the beasts who are in the wild are tuned in, tapped in, turned on. It is rare that you would run across some animal in the wild that is displaying any dis-ease or any disconnection. The closer they get to human, the more they begin to act like human. But a human who understands about alignment could bring them back into alignment. Surely you've had the experience where the beast is behaving one way in the care of its owner and a different way when it is with you. They are very responsive to energy, and they give you a good opportunity to discover the power of alignment. If you are dealing with an animal, you know the saying that people talk about frequently, that the dog will bite the one who's afraid of it. And what that is about, and it is something that people talk about and find to be their experience, and what that is about is that someone who is feeling fearful in the moment is not in alignment with Source. And a beast who wants to be in alignment with Source finds something that is out of alignment uncomfortable. And so as you realize that if a human takes the time before interacting with another human, but in this example, a beast of some kind, and you take the time to get into alignment, and even in alignment in specifics to this beast that you're interacting with, and then you come into the physical environment with this beast in your state of alignment, that beast will begin to respond to you in a powerful way. We expect that a beast could even be influenced, if you are in alignment and giving your undivided attention to the well-being of this beast. We believe that anyone who understands energy, and certainly someone who loves interacting with animals in the way that you do, could affect close to instantaneous healings right before your eyes. But it would be unlikely that the beast would maintain that, because as soon as it leaves the influence of you and goes back into the environment that produced the illness to begin with, most likely it would gravitate back. But it surely would be something more interesting for you to study than the moon cycle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Hi, Abraham. My basic question is, how do I be more sensitive to, receptive to, allowing my guidance? And I'm talking about the way I feel inside. And like I'm feeling good on the ship. I know I'm feeling good, but a lot of times I don't really know how I'm feeling, and I find out through manifestations of things that I am not wanting that I was vibrating in a certain way that I didn't know I was vibrating.
Well, when you say, how can I be more sensitive to guidance, you could be meaning, I want to be more aware of the emotions that I'm feeling.
Exactly.
And anytime you get your energy moving faster about something, the way you feel about it is more apparent.